The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
World champion, Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens on three. One, two, three. Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to Ravens Report. I'm Jerry Sandusky. Great to have you with us tonight. This week, the Ravens go for their first win streak of the season, and they'll try to do it against the Houston Texans, the team that handed them their worst loss of last season. Make no mistake about it, Houston arrives with a stacked roster. Last year, the Texans led the NFL with 9 players named to the Pro Bowl. But the Ravens have a secret weapon this week. They'll have Ray Lewis. No, not in the lineup, but on the field. At halftime, Ray will be inducted into the Ravens' Ring of Honor. Let's face it, Ray Lewis is more than just alumni. He's family. And last week, after the Ravens beat the Browns, John Harbaugh made it clear that around here, team and family, they're synonymous.
Vince Lombardi said, winning is the only
thing.
He said it's the only thing. He said it's the only thing. You know what he meant? He meant it's the only thing that can make you feel like this. There is nothing else that can make you feel like this, except maybe the birth of your child.
Family's everything, you know. You talk about Ed Dixon and Joe had babies on game day. So you're going to talk about that on game day. But we have meetings every day here, team meetings. So anytime something happens in somebody's family or anybody wants to brag about something their kids did, you know, we're all for that. You know, the kids are here all the time. We were here on Saturday. There were over 20, at least 20 kids here running around the building, being a part of what we do. So, yeah, my dad's here. So his kid's here. And we want guys to feel comfortable, players, coaches, everybody, bringing their kids around and being a part of what we do.
We know where it started, man.
Yeah.
We know where it started, bro.
Yeah.
This ain't it, man.
Yeah.
This ain't it, man.
Yeah.
This ain't it, but this stadium,
man.
We own it.
Everything we got, it. We own this,
we
man.
Own it, bro. Let's go.
It'd just be great to see him. I'm excited to see Ed. Excited to see Ray. You know, we were excited to see the guys last week, but those two guys are special, wonderful people. And but then it'll be a challenge. It's just going to be a challenge to try to win the game. So, you know, when that ball gets kicked off, Ed will be on that sideline. You know, and our team will be on this sideline. And that's where it's at. And both sides recognize that. We understand that.
There's the final snap. The Ravens defeat the Houston Texans. And the Ravens are heading to the AFC Championship.
Well, both teams have been very good the last couple of years. And that's where a rivalry starts, right? You know, we've got a number of rivalries, it seems like. You can talk about the rivalries in the division. And they're all good teams in the division. You know, Denver, Houston, New England. And there are more. The NFL is great that way. We've been in a lot of games against Houston, a lot of tough games, epic-type games. You know, it's going to be a marquee matchup.
Three receivers to the right. Browns bring a blitz. Flacco throws over the middle. Caught Torrey Smith at the Cleveland 40-yard line. Flacco steps up. Crossing pattern complete. Marlon Brown, he's at the Cleveland 30.
Move the chains. That's what you need on third down.
Browns rush four. Flacco steps up, throws, crossing pattern. Stokely has it. He gets it up for a Ravens first down.
The best thing about the offense of adjustment was the third down conversions in the second half. That was the biggest difference, you know. You can get a lot of things going if you're converting on third down, and you have another chance to extend the drive. In the first half, we didn't quite connect on mainly some 9 routes down the field that would have been big plays for us. On the second half, we were able to move the chains, and it makes a big difference.
And this week, life would get a lot easier for the Ravens if they could get some early third down conversions that set up some big plays. No easy trick against a Wade Phillips-led Texans defense. Each week, Larry Rosen sits down with the Ravens offensive and defensive coordinators, breaks down the X's and O's. The conversation tonight starts with offensive coordinator Jim Caldwell and how he'll attack that Wade Phillips defense.
All right, thank you, Jerry Sandusky. Time for Game Plan Offense. Coach Caldwell facing a legend on the other side. Wade Phillips, looking at his numbers as a defensive coordinator, 8 different franchises over his 30-plus years in the league. Is a Wade Phillips defense the same as it was in Buffalo 30 years ago or Dallas 5 years ago? Is Wade the same guy wherever he goes?
Well, you know, I think his personality certainly does come through the teams that he coaches. One constant of all the stops that he's made is the fact that his defense have all been very, very good. And I think what he does, he looks at the personnel grouping that he has and he puts them in the best position to do their job.
Their numbers in Texas over the last 2 years have really risen exponentially across all the keynotes, yards per play, et cetera. He's getting a lot out of the talent he's got in front of him, right?
He certainly does. And obviously he has some guys all over the defensive in the front, the linebacking core, and also in the perimeter that do a tremendous job.
All right, we'll look at the most disruptive force among them in the National Football League, J.J. Watt. What makes him so great? And it's not just physical skill, it's intellectual skill as well.
Well, certainly, you know, he has all of the numbers when you look at him. He has size, speed, strength. But he's also a very, very intelligent player. He has a real good understanding of how he's going to be blocked, what teams decide to do against him, and then to be able to counter that. But he counters it with just relentless effort because he's one of those guys that he just does not stop, doesn't quit at any point in time.
All right, so we'll look back at a sack from last week. And again, it doesn't play out the way it might look pre-snap because of his brains and skills.
Well, yeah, he understands exactly what's happening to him here. In this particular case, you'll see him. He starts to work up field. You'll see a little bit better from the end zone copy. He'll work up the field where he understands that the tackle is setting to the outside and realizing that the guard is going to get turned just a little bit and kind of expose his shoulder to him. And that's when he rips to the inside. You can see his eyes are on the tackle, but yet he's going back inside. He gets an edge, and then he just bores right into the quarterback here. And that's really, once he gets that position on you, when he can get an edge, he's very, very difficult to stop.
And you see that little head swivel? Now he's picking up the protection. That's how he's figuring it out when he swivels like that?
Yeah, and what he does, he has a pretty good feel for exactly what they're going to do from those particular alignments and those formations, how they're going to pass protect against him, and he's trying to get himself in the optimal position.
The Texans are thrilled to have Brian Cushing back, their man in the middle, another good read and react linebacker. We're looking at some tape that we'll call up. He's a sideline-to-sideline guy, and it looks like another guy that reads and does a lot of things intellectually.
He certainly does. I think when you look at him, he does a little bit of everything consistently well. You know, he can run. He's smart. He does a nice job in terms of his pass drops, but he's also physical as well. Here, you're going to see him on a naked play as he just kind of scans inside. He's underneath his receiver that he's supposed to be defending against. They can't throw it to him, and then all of a sudden the quarterback takes off, and you can see he covers a lot of ground quickly.
And when he's got that responsibility, he knows when he's plastering first and then he's charging, right? That's a tough decision.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about it, after they've been around a little while, you know, he'll get a feel for it. He's a very, very experienced guy. He hasn't been in the league 15 years or anything, but he plays like it. So you can see he has a good feel for the routes. But then there's a point in time where he knows, hey, I can go and get the quarterback at this point in time. And you can see he picks up the pace a little bit at that time.
And the next player we'll have you look at, again, he makes that late charge for the quarterback. He's got a couple of backs in front of him. Looks like he's got coverage responsibility, then peels and moves.
Yeah, and what he has here in this particular situation is he's responsible for coverage, really covering the back. And once he makes the determination that that back is involved in the blocking scheme, you can see him wrap around and head right to the quarterback. So really, he's kind of keying with the tailback. The tailback stays in, hesitates a little bit, and he starts to come around the corner and ends up getting, obviously, taking part in this sack. But this is one of the things that they do, I think, very well. They add on quickly. Once they realize their coverage responsibility is involved in the blocking scheme, involved in protection, he really comes to hunt the quarterback.
So that's max protect that he's still getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, and he does it by wrapping around, obviously, using the offensive lineman to pick the offensive player who's responsible for blocking him.
So there's some physical skills and a lot of intellectual skills to watch at M&T Bank Stadium. Thank you for our game plan offense. Stay tuned when we come back. Dean Pease has game plan defense coming up next.
AAA's presentation of Ravens Report is brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of the Baltimore Ravens. Celebrate all that's good about the game with M&T Bank during good game days. By MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens. And by AAA, a proud partner of the Baltimore Ravens.